How's it going, everybody? Welcome to my first podcast. Today, I'm joined by Daniel.
Hello.
And the first topic that we're talking about is the upcoming games, most popular ones that most people will buy in 2019. First one is Gears of War 5. Now, they haven't made one of these in about like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But what's especially good about this one is it will only come out on the old gen. It won't come out on PS4 or Xbox One. It will only be available on Xbox 360 and PS3. And
I think that's really, really good though, because that's what made Gears of War.
Yeah, like, made like blow up and stuff.
Yeah.
And anyway, all the 6-year-old kids have like PlayStation 3s and
Xbox 360s. Yeah, they won't understand what true Gears of War is.
Go to a kid, slap him on the forehead, and say, "This is what Gears of War is." Resident Evil 2. They haven't made one of these since like 1963.
I think I've watched half of one of the movies.
No, the movies are okay.
Don't get it.
They're not zombies though.
That's what gets me. I just don't. They're get not the like, concept
they're,
of.
Yeah, they're not zombies. They're not people. But something like that game reminds me of is, I'm not sure what it's called. I think it's like Beyond Evil.
Is that the one?
It's like little kids are like trapped in like big ass people's stomachs.
They're like big eggs. I remember that on the PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation 2. You're like what a pig.
Yeah. The warthog type shit.
Overkill's The Walking Dead. This is supposed to come out November 3rd.
See, I have like nothing.
Yeah, you don't like, have anything to say.
I don't.
But it was held back to like February something.
Mm.
Because of a game crash where, like, at the end, there's this big ass zombie. Doesn't tie into The Walking Dead whatsoever. And.
Zombie?
Yeah, like a big fat ass zombie. Like, you see. Yeah. And when you finish, it blows up and then you win. That's how the game ends, apparently.
Mm.
But it blew up and it would crash the game.
Yeah.
And that would be it. Yeah, so you have to start again. Because, good thing they, like, let it pre-order so people get it first and try it out. But like, imagine pre-ordering a game, playing it all,
and then at the very, very end, the woman crashes and that's it.
So like, loads of people are saying that pre-ordered it. It's a trash game. Honestly, it doesn't look too good. I saw early E3 gameplay, and Dying Light 2 is the next game. It's, but if you don't know what Dying Light 2 is, it's a free-running zombie kind of game.
It's kind of like a mix between The Walking Dead and Mirror's Edge.
Practically, yes. If you want to know more about it, just go to the E3 website and you'll find it there. And upcoming movies. There's some good movies in this and some very bad movies. The first one is Lego Movie 2. Can we please talk about the first one?
Nobody liked the first one. It was that bad that nobody even made memes on it. Like, usually when a movie comes out, like Wreck-It Ralph 2, the Emoji Movie, something like that, they usually make memes out of it. But with it, like, the first one and probably the second one, they're not going to make memes out of it. That's how bad it
is. But what I don't get is, how did the Batman in the first one, how did they actually convince the actor of Batman to, like, star in this movie?
I don't know.
And Selena Gomez, like, how is your career? Her career is sunk that low, she should be on the Lego movie.
Like, how did you go from the Wizards of Waverly Plains into the Lego movie?
Yo, that's a low.
That's a banging show, though.
Happy death day to you. That's the words, to you. The first one, best.
Is this the second one?
Yeah.
I think I've seen a trailer for the first one. And to my knowledge, that's the whole movie. Like, there's nothing else that's in the movie.
It's a really good movie. It's like my top 5 best horror movies that I've watched.
I haven't watched it personally. I've only seen the trailers and
it's
kind of like a Groundhog Day type feel.
Yeah, you'll get it in like the first 5 minutes. It's a bit confusing, but you will like catch up to it by the time it ends.
Mm.
Next
and they're
movies,
making a part 2 on it.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what's.
It's her like. First of all, it's her 18th birthday. And
then it keeps replaying that in the first.
Yeah. Until she kills, like, the pig guy. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't happen to her on her 19th and 20th birthday, but when it hits her 21st.
It's only, like, the big.
Yeah, like, the big, like, sweet 16th, like, 18th, 21st. 21st. Yeah, so like it happens again on the 21st. But Captain Marvel, that's...
Is this the girl one?
Yes.
I've heard some things linked in with Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on, but like, I'm pretty sure she will be in it.
Mm.
But I haven't seen any trailers. I've seen like a piece of a trailer. It doesn't look too good.
Yeah, I think the only things that Captain Marvel was in was comic books, and I have never touched like a Marvel comic book in my life.
Mm.
So I have no idea, no clue what this character is, what she or he does, etc.
Yeah, like, oh, this one's a banger. Hellboy.
They're
remaking Hellboy. The old ass Hellboys.
Like 2010, yeah. Hellboy was so good. I used to love that movie.
Nah, I remember like a piece of it where he like throws his coin through like a crushing furnace.
Oh yeah.
Or the guy with the web fingers and toes.
Mm.
Look, Squidward looking at.
That movie was so good though.
The Avengers Endgame. The trailer. Yeah. Apparently, Sam Pepper, Tony Stark's or Robert Downey Jr.'s like wife in Avengers, is gonna be playing a part of Rescue, the person, like the girl Iron Man in the comics, because he's like practically gonna die, maybe, like Tony Stark.
Yeah, from the actual trailer.
But he says the only form of rescue might be Rescue, and that's like, say like.
It's tied back to comic books, yeah. Where there was a character called Rescue.
It's like Sam Pepper.
No. You said it again. Sam Pepper.
I know.
Is a YouTuber.
I know, but that's her name.
Is it actually? Yeah, that's so funny.
World War Z2. The first one.
The first one was okay. Like the ending of that movie was.
It didn't make sense. Like to go off on a helicopter. Oh, woohoo. End of the day.
Yeah.
Well, I can just tell you now, the start of that movie, they're gonna see hope of like a new land, and it's either the place where it's like it's fine, it's gonna get infected, or the plane's gonna crash. That's just like how it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
100%.
I just think the acting in the first one,
no,
was bad.
Like, the two kids in it were probably better than the adults. That's how poor the acting was. It's Zombieland 2.
Yeah. Zombieland, is that the one with what's his face?
I don't think it's Michael Rooker, but I'm not sure what their names are, but like Bill Murray's in it.
Yeah, I know the movie they're talking about.
Yeah.
That was a very, very funny movie.
Or the ones with Twinkies. I tried a Twinkie. Like I watched that movie and I was dying to try a Twinkie.
Twinkies are actually fire.
No, 2 years later, I tried a Twinkie. It's the most sweet ass thing I've ever tasted.
They're fire. Twinkies are actually sick.
You have to eat one. You eat two? No.
Twinkies, Gatorade, and I think it was Lucky Charms that I tried. Three things that are delicious. Or like
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
Cheerios on crack.
Literally are like Cheerios, but like taken, you know, one of those stars from like Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it took one of those, that's what it would look like.
Well, like how did that movie, like the Zombieland 2, end?
I actually can't remember. I think they were in like a carnival. Well, I can remember.
Yeah, they were in a carnival.
They were in like a carnival thing. And they were just going around, and I think they, I can't even remember.
I'm gonna have to watch it again when it comes out.
Yeah, that's the same. I think out of all of our list, the things I'm most excited about coming out from the games and the movies are the Gears of War. Gears of War 5 coming out on the old gen consoles, because I think that's such a good idea, not bring them out on the new gen. And the Captain Marvel, I think, because I don't know anything about it, I think it can either surprise me or just not be good at all. So I think that's good. And then Hellboy. I can't wait for that movie.
Well, I'll have to read on the Gears of War. It's like a very good idea on Unreal Engine's part of running on the old gen.
Mm.
But see, the two most like movies I'm looking forward to is Happy Death Day and Avengers Endgame. Only reason because there's a lot. I like the breakdowns of like Marvel movies because there's so much little like Easter eggs in the movies that nobody would notice,
that
except
can
for
link back to
yeah,
other movies,
except
yeah.
for the geeks that like
analyze
zoom.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go to like the boxes.
Every pixel.
Yeah.
Every frame by frame.
No, but at least what I'm looking forward to is World War Z. It's not gonna be that good.
So on a scale, you would rather see Lego Movie 2 than World War Z?
Yeah. That's how bad I think that movie's gonna be. The first one was really bad. The second one's not gonna be any better.
No, I just think the acting and the ending of World War Z was trash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the overall story of it and cinematography and everything else was, like, okay. It was, like, your average good movie. But then when it came to acting and the ending, it was just trash.
Oh, speaking of endings, this is probably, like, way out of proportion, but The Mist ending was, like, the most plot twist ending you'll ever see.
The Mist?
Yeah, The Mist. It's basically, like, a fog takes over the Earth, and, like, these, like, creatures are, like, roaming around. But they're in a store, but, like, a group of, like, 16, and there's, like, this group, small family of, like, grandparents, two children, and a mom and dad. But, like, all shit starts breaking loose near the end, where they're all shooting each other, so they leave in a car. And their car, like, runs out of gas.
Mm.
But they can't see ahead or behind them, but they can hear, like, the creatures and everything.
Yeah, because of
the
mist.
So, yeah, he loads the gun. Mm. And he realizes that he doesn't have enough for himself. So he kills his family and goes out the car and stands there. And lets the people kill him.
Mm.
And walking without the mist. A military tank. And it takes out all the creatures and stuff. And he just lies there and starts crying. One of the best.
So he killed his family for no reason.
Yeah, if he waited like another 10 seconds.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I would add, if that happened to me in like a hypothetical situation,
oh, I'd ask the military sergeant, give me your gun.
Give me that, yeah. That thing and just kill me. Just explode me.
What we're going to talk about next is like top 5 movies and games. First, we'll go with games. Mine would probably be PUBG.
Mm.
Excellent game because it's just such an open freeland.
Mm.
It is no word of a lie. Minecraft. I'm going to get bullied for this. But the amount of stuff that you can make.
No, I think Minecraft is a good game for just
if you're
relaxing.
Bored.
Yeah, if you're bored and just relaxing and being like, okay, let's just play this, and you can spend loads of time just doing stuff.
Mm.
And that's why I like personally play Minecraft.
Mm. Or Watch Dogs. It's
boy,
like
that's
a
good game when you're bored.
Yeah, it's like a not even a children's version, but like a dumped down version of GTA.
It's like a tech version.
Yeah.
Of GTA.
Well, yeah. Probably like not Minecraft creative, Fortnite creative, because like when Playground came out, it was okay because you'd get away from
like your normal game.
And it'd be so easy to practice building stuff. When Creative came out, you'd have your own island. You wouldn't have to farm mats, look for the guns.
You could literally build your own thing.
Yeah, and that's like, you can do so much in Creative or CS:GO for like one reason. Deagles in that game.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and they released the Battle Royale version as well.
Did they actually?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
No, they saw it was blown up and they were like, oh, jump on the dread train.
But going back to Fortnite Creative, mm. I think that they had that idea before they brought out Playgrounds, and then they put out Playgrounds to be like a mini version of it.
Mm.
Just to test it out and see what the feedback was and see if it would get on.
Yeah.
Testing out like the 1 hour thing, and then they bumped it up to 3 hours for Fortnite Creative.
Or something we need to a round of applause for Fortnite is fixing their leaks. nobody can leak skins or cosmetics anymore.
Can they not?
No, like, they went to their tap and decided, nah, I'm getting a professional plumber.
Fix those leaks. I can't get my head around how they got, like, how people got inside to get them.
It's really easy.
How did they do it?
You go into the game. You go into the, like, you know, on PC, you can go into, like, your computer, you see the game, press inspect, there it is.
Just there.
That easy. You'd have to, like, put in Athena, like, 17332, I think. Something along those, and you get to the Battle Royale as well. Athena is Battle Royale. Top 5 games, so.
Probably Black Ops 3 will probably be my top one, because I just think that's so fun, like, in general. And then if we're going old school, it would have to be
Modern Warfare 3.
Yes, Modern Warfare 3 was the shit. It's
probably the best ending to a Call of Duty game.
Yeah, but I think instead of that one, I think the only, like, Call of Duty game that I've actually finished on the campaign is Ghosts. And that was an alright thing. That was an alright campaign. Like, the storyline to that one was actually pretty good.
Like, Blackout. I've seen a Black bit Ops 4, of gameplay.
Yeah.
I've seen a bit of gameplay, but I haven't, like, personally played it.
I don't actually think I've seen a clip of Blackout. I don't actually think I've seen, like, a full game either. So it's actually going to be really, really interesting, because if I don't see a clip or a full game and I get the game and jump straight into it, I don't know what's happening. And it's going to be so confusing.
There is a lot of things in it that, like, you'll have to get used to. You can, like, throw walls down that stop cars. It's like a little bumper wall. It won't help you, like, getting shot or anything, but it, like, blocks vehicles.
So, what is it closer to? Fortnite or PUBG?
PUBG, so no, like...
So
no
more on the realistic side?
Yeah. Well, okay. You're talking about Black Ops. Is it even realistic?
Well, yeah. It's a PUBG, but with, like, a... It's more to the realistic side, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I think my other games would be... Skate. Skate 2 or 3. They're so fun. Even when you're just bored and you're just skating around, not even doing any, like, challenges or anything, I just think it's so fun.
This is like an open world.
Yeah, it's literally just an open world. You can just skate around, do anything.
Pulling on the cars.
Literally. And I think another one I like is probably Madden. I really like American football in general. And to play that on a game is just really, really good.
Mortal Kombat. The new...
Do you know what? I haven't actually played a Mortal Kombat game. I've played, like, Street Fighter, X Tekken.
Oh, yeah.
I've played, like, all those other ones. But I haven't actually played Mortal Kombat.
It is fun. The new Mortal Kombat is confusing as hell. There's, like, 5 different people of characters. So it's like 5 scorpions, 5 zeros, but they all look the same. They all do the same. They have, like, tweaks, but they all look the same.
That's a bit strange.
Yeah. But top 5 movies.
My top 5 movies, because I'm, like, really, really big into movies and cinematography in general, I think mine would be the whole Saw franchise. Fast and Furious franchise. I love those movies. I actually don't know what my other ones would be. I think Suicide Squad is a really, really good movie. I think that's on my top 5. Because I just love that movie.
Like, what's not to love? Like, you have... The Joker's, like, more of a psychopath, not, like, the aboministic suicidal man he is. The games and stuff.
I think it's good because I've seen this on a Lego game that's coming out, Lego Villains. That it's just all villains, and I don't even think you're going up against the superheroes. I think it's just you get to be all the villains, and I think that going on the flip side like that is a really, really good idea, because like I don't think anything has gone into that side of like villains or superheroes or anything before.
Yeah,
like it's always the good guy that wins. But going on the flip side, I think it's a really, really good idea.
I mean, like, my best, like, my personal favorite movies would be Happy Death Day, A Quiet Place.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. If you've looked at the behind the scenes and how they make the sounds, it's very, like, imaginative. You'd think they would just, for, like, some stuff, they'd just do the actions. No, they would break up, like, celery sticks and cabbages and stuff.
That's what they do on most things, like for bones breaking or like punches or something, they punch like bags and stuff, like they do just like random stuff. But I can't remember the John something, the director's name for
John Stamos.
John Stamos. John something.
Yeah,
he is such a good director, and because he's the main actor,
he's
in
director
it as well.
And actor,
he acts in it as well. I think that's so cool that he's able to take on those two things, because I think that's really, really good, because like because it's the main role, he can portray his idea of the main character directly into it, so it's not like there's any miscalculation between the main actor and the director. The main actor is the director, so it's automatically transferred, so he's automatically getting what he wants from that character.
He doesn't have to like explain to an actor how to do this and go retaking it.
Yeah.
So while he's doing the scene, he can like, you know,
he automatically knows like the mindset of that character,
yeah,
what's going to happen. All he needs to do is get the cameraman on his side, basically.
Yeah. Or another like horror movie, Jigsaw. Like it's like I think it's the newest
Saw. I don't think I think I've seen snippets of that movie.
Yeah, it has a good ending to it.
I haven't seen the full movie, but that looks really good. I think I need to watch that again.
I know it's not a movie, but The Walking Dead is like, there is gonna be movies of that in like next year, the year before, next year, the year after. But the television series is very good. And if you are going to start watching it, I recommend you start watching it now while it's on its break, because it's like 9 seasons in.
Yeah, I think... When did I stop watching it? Like season 6.
Yeah.
Like we were watching it from season 1 to season 6, and then it kind of just got born from there, because it kind of fell off the survive and kill zombies.
It was just more like...
It was more clans coming together.
But so
that's what lost me.
The second part of season 9 is going to be very interesting. Whispers in it from the comics. They're basically people, how the survivors, they kill walkers and they skin them.
Yeah.
And they wear the masks. But the character, the way they introduced it was mid-season finale, that's when they cut it off for like the Christmas break.
Yeah.
Character went to swing at one and the whisper completely dodged him like straight machete into the back. It like, I didn't see it going because I didn't think they like the directors would take the turn of the comics, like clearly not. But like another movie in general, one Star Wars movie, don't like the Star Wars movies. Rogue One, we watched it in school once. It's like, it's okay. It's like one of the best Star Wars movies, and Star Wars is really that good.
I don't think I've ever seen any of the new spin-offs.
Like Force Awakens.
Like Force Awakens, Rogue One, Solo, all the newer ones. I think I've only seen the older ones. But like, I'm not really bothered to watch the new ones, because I think you need to watch it from the
beginning.
From the first one that came out of the spin-offs, that you can go into it. to come up, and it's such like an interluded fan base that I'm just not bothered to get my head around everything in it.
Or the Spider-Man movies. Especially the new one, because they took a different twist to like
the character of, is that the Into the Spider-Verse or
they took an animated kind of spin to it.
Yeah, I think that was very, very good.
They went through so many actors. Tobey Maguire didn't get fired. He was like put on way too much weight to fit in the suit. Andrew Garfield was the shittest actor
of Spider. Do you think was the best Spider-Man?
Well, it depends. Because of like technology wise, if you were to put me in like back when the first movie came out, I'd say Tobey Maguire, but now I'd say Tom Holland. Like the newest Spider-Man. Because like he's not like as grown up as the first one. Like he has a job and everything, but the newest one, he's still in school, he's like 16. And he's going around neighborhood and stuff, like picking up how to be Spider-Man.
I think because of how old I am and when Spider-Man came out for me, when it came out first as a movie, I think Tobey Maguire was like and still is the best Spider-Man because he kind of set the bar at the first one, and that was because of my age then. It was kind of like, oh my god, this is Spider-Man, this is what Spider-Man is, and then everything from that just kind of went downhill.
Well, I think the good thing about Spider-Man Homecoming, the newest actor one,
yeah,
it doesn't like say how he became Spider-Man, it just jumps right into it, which is good, because the whole first movie Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire in it took up so much time of how you became Spider-Man.
Well, I think that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing and a bad thing. Because the good thing is like it kind of leads the audience into his experience with him struggling to become Spider-Man and the responsibilities of becoming Spider-Man. But I think it's a bad thing because they had to make so many movies after.
Yeah.
I think they could have squished it in if they didn't leave it out. If they did leave it out. But if they did leave it out, then you've got the question of how did he become Spider-Man and what actually happened? Because I think Bitten by the Spider thing was actually like a good take on it.
But wait a minute.
A unique way.
If Spider-Man got bit by a spider, it was in Spider-Man. Did T'Challa get bit by a panda? Not a panda. A panda. Panther. He's a black panther.
No, because
it
already explains that in the movie.
Yeah. Or another, like, top.
That's a good movie. Actually.
Yeah. The top movie in 2018, I think, is Venom.
I haven't seen that yet.
Very, very good storyline. Tom Hardy does a very good job in it, so.
Is that its own separate movie, like its own separate take on Venom, or is it a spin-off from Spider-Man?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with Spider-Man. In Spider-Man, he's in like the church and it falls down, but he gets it all a different way to the Spider-Man.
I know that in the end of the Spider-Man, it's a whole different like character that is Venom. But originally it was Spider-Man, it was Tobey Maguire. Does it have any hint of a Spider-Man in it?
Nope.
So it's its own universe type thing.
Yeah, because Sony wanted rights to use Spider-Man in it. But then Infinity War came out, and if you haven't watched Infinity War already, Spider-Man gets like snapped out of existence when Thanos uses the Infinity Gauntlet. That's why, because at the time of Venom, that's when that happens.
So it is in the same universe, right. It's just after.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know that the old Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire isn't the same Spider-Man. Like, it's a whole different world to Tom Holland's one. So does that mean that the venom in Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is a whole different venom to the one in Tom Holland's one? But we just don't see it in the Spider-Man there.
Yeah, but the one thing that they have in common is the I'm not sure, the sound. I'm not sure like how much earpiece it is, but if it gets too loud, you know the way it like jitters out your suit.
The frequency of the thing.
It takes a whole, like the movie Venom and Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, it takes a whole different turn to the comics. Because Spider-Man, it's like Infinity War, they go into like some like alternate universe, and he picks up the symbiote from there, brings it back to Earth, and then Eddie Brock gets it. But they took a whole different turn from that in the Tobey Maguire movie and Venom. Most like TV series and movies will go with comic,
like their comic things.
Yeah, if that's what came out first.
Yeah, but I think they don't go directly from the comics. Yeah. I think they just pluck out ideas from it.
Yeah.
And integrate it into their own like incorporation of it. I think the only movie that was taken literally from its comic or book was The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Because they used their script was basically the book. It literally was. Whatever their line was in the book, they had to say the exact thing in the movie. So word for word is in the book, which I think is so cool.
Like, why get Amazon audiobook where you can just watch
it? You can literally just listen to the movie. I think that's pretty cool.
I think that's going to be it for the podcast. If you do enjoy them, please follow the podcast channel. And I hope you did enjoy listening. And thank you.